Talk Radio. Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday the 28th of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely lovely co-host.
It's me.
It's Miss On A Bike.
You all right?
You all right, bud?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What have you been up to?
On a bike.
You've been on a bike?
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, what have you been biking?
Well, because I'm really gutted.
Do you have a basket on the front? Did you go to the shops?
No.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine me on a bike with a basket?
With a basket on the front?
Yeah. Two things. Yeah. Ethelbray, I shaved my legs today, so you can't call me fat and hairy, ready for race day on Saturday. So that's the first thing.
They're in Northampton as well today.
Well, there you go. So yeah. I just needed to tell them that. And that's really sad, isn't it, when you're doing the deed and you think about Ethelbray.
Yeah.
Is that good branding? I don't really know.
You thought about them while you were shaving your legs?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Can I just ask? This is a technical thing.
This is Business Bunker. Can you believe this?
Yeah, go on. When you say shaved your legs, did you actually shave your legs with a wet razor or did you use some of that like IMAC stuff?
No, I never use IMAC. And Stephen gave me this tip.
Yeah.
He shaves with conditioner.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, so not shaving cream, but
no,
conditioner.
He puts on hair conditioner.
Right. Mm. And then shaves it off.
And then shaves his hair.
Ah, blimey.
I know. See, he's taught me.
Yeah.
Who knew, Bev? Who knew? So I know. Go try it. Feedback to us. I'll tell you. Anyway,
I'll do me head.
So I thought of Ethelbray this morning, yeah, which did make me laugh.
Yeah.
But no, I'm. I've been riding hard and in pain because I'm racing this weekend coming up.
I was going to say, are you in training?
Yeah. Which means that unfortunately I won't be at ZC Live on Friday. Got it. Sorry, Mr. Cairns.
You'll make it up later.
Good. He's trying to be all quiet. I don't know why. He's like a false sense of security.
Yeah, I'm shy. Yeah. Of course you are, Gareth.
Yes. How are you?
No, hold on. I haven't finished with you yet. So what is it you're in training for?
Well, it is the National Championship on Saturday and Sunday at Cambridge. So it's called the Tour of Cambridge and it's where cyclists can qualify for the World Championships.
Fantastic. So what have you got to do?
Ride.
No.
Shit. Well, I'm not triathlon. So it's not triathlon, it's just pure ride.
Right. But
so,
how far?
On Saturday it's a time trial, so that's as fast as you can go. So it doesn't sound very long or hard. It's an 18-miler, but it's intense, like pain you've never been in before.
Sure.
And you need bigger things than you've ever come across to be that brave.
Right.
So it's all about the brave.
Okay.
The brave of who can go into the most pain for as long.
Have you done this before?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did it last year.
Okay.
And then on the Sunday, it's a 100-mile bike ride.
Okay.
As fast as you can go. So it's not like a nice little poodle round and you think, I'll stop at a pub and have a nice drink. It's as fast as you can go. You'd have a nice time. I had a mate who was running really fast in the London Marathon.
Right.
He was in so much pain, he couldn't cope with it anymore. And in his head, he'd lost it. So he jumped the barrier. I'm serious. He was on for a sub 250, which is ridiculous pace. So he's up with the pros.
Yeah.
He jumped the barrier and went in the pub and got drunk all day.
Now, that's my kind of marathon, that is.
Exactly. He just couldn't, his head went. So that's. But here's the thing, and this is where you see how you can translate that method into anything, and I think business as well. The adaptation of my body, I go into pain. Mm. You do this in business. So you go into pain, you keep going into pain, you keep going into pain, you keep going into pain. And then you get tired and then you have to come back a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same as this. So, So next week, well, I'm not in next week, am I? I don't think so anyway.
No.
So it'll be an interesting race.
Yeah. And you can tell us all about it when you're back in.
So, yeah, how are you?
I'm all right.
What's new in your business world?
Oh, I've been training really hard.
For?
Drinking more coffee, eating biscuits.
Well done.
Cake.
You haven't. We had a great cake session, didn't we, last week?
We did last week.
Yes.
I did get into trouble.
We had a feast. You missed it. They've gone, Louis. They've gone. There was a massive cheesecake, wasn't there?
Yeah, strawberry cheesecake. Yeah. It was the most wonderful cheesecake I've ever eaten.
Then we had a
chat brought in. It was only about that big, wasn't it? So it was only Bird and I could eat it. There wasn't enough left for anybody else.
You actually stretched your arms out quite a bit there.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. You would have been like your eyes, you know, in cartoon where they go, that's what it would have been.
Do you know what? There's something with cheesecake. It just has to be the best, doesn't it?
Vanilla on the top. Then they went raspberry. Then they went strawberry. Look at your eyes now. Yes. Gareth Cairns. Yeah. It was like this big.
Wow. It was adorable, absolutely unbelievable.
And he tried to tell us it only had two teaspoons of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And we were like...
Yeah, of course.
As you're peeling us off the ceiling with energy. So, business-wise, what's going on?
We're on bank holiday in between, so a bit quiet, but, you know. There's lots happening coming up now. We've got ZC Live coming up on Friday, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
I shall be there.
Are you emceeing?
No, I'm just going.
So you're enjoying it?
I'm just going there to enjoy it and to participate in it and to suck in all that knowledge we're going to get from a fabulous lineup of speakers. But we're going to hear from, it's no good me telling you what's going to go on because Gareth's going to tell us what's going to go on in a bit. So we'll hear from Gareth on that. But we'd love to hear from you, all the businesses out there. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could call me if you wanted on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You could email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk.
Don't do that.
But I wouldn't.
No.
By far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us and to interact with us live is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker, otherwise we'll never find you amongst the 3,842,963,000,000 tweets that we've had in the last 10 minutes.
Nice.
And I counted them.
Well done.
So, do you want to read one?
Yeah, Fruit Bowl. They've been straight on. I like it because they put me first. Hi, Bird and the Bike and Vanilla Web. Can we have a BBunker shout out, please? What can I say? It's my competitive edge. Proud to sponsor at Tech Expo UK, web design, digital marketing, podcast studio. Hire fruitbowlmedia.com. Go check them out.
Fantastic.
Great company, eh?
Absolutely. Brilliant. Fabulous. Fantastic. Unbelievable company.
Yeah.
I've had a tweet from Deborah Turner.
I know what she's going to say.
Do you? So would I if I put my glasses on.
Nice.
Deb says, Business Bunker shout out, please. 1 week to go until release your brilliance event on the 4th of June at Brands Hatch Place. Only a few tickets on Eventbrite left. Release your brilliance with Ali Harold. Sorry, Ali. Ali Harold and Julie Bartlett.
Yes.
And, of course, the lovely Deb Turner. So that's Release Your Brilliance taking place at fantastic Brands, Brands Hatch Place Hotel at Forkham there. If you want to find out about it, I suggest you follow Deb on the Twitter. UImageCon is her Twitter handle.
Yeah, or you can go onto Eventbrite. Yeah. Or you can go onto their website, which is releaseyourbrilliance.co.uk.
There you go. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's 4th of June that's happening.
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, I want to talk a bit about politics.
Uh-oh.
I said to you, didn't I?
We don't normally do politics. You've got to be careful
here.
It's not really.
It's just really watching a programme and watching the behaviour. And I don't know if you've seen it. And it's not about politics at all, but it is. It's the Margaret Thatcher documentary that's on a Monday night.
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. You've got to just watch it. Because actually, you could probably predict it what's going to happen now, back then, you know, just from watching it. But you know what? There's lots of things that I could talk about. And I love about her, and it's not really for me to go, I love her, you don't, let's talk politics. I'm not doing that at all. What I love is the behaviour. Mm. And you'll go, well, of course I knew. 1981, this is brilliant. It was 21% interest rate.
Wow.
Let me tell you something, right?
Louis. Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go. Watch it now.
Because this is going to be relevant.
This we go.
I bought my first house in May 1979, and the interest rate on a repayment mortgage was 8% in May. By November, it was 17.5%.
Wow.
And by February the following year, it was 19%.
And within the next year, it went to 21%.
Yeah.
Could you imagine it on property?
And you tell the youngsters of today that, and they won't believe you.
I know.
We used to live in shoebox at Middle Road.
Yeah. Fascinated me because I bought my first house in 1990.
Yeah.
And the interest rate was, 13? And it went up to 15.
Yeah.
And we thought that was bad.
The thing is, it was devastating because it had a massive effect. Although, of course, it wouldn't seem like it now because my first house, which was in Bearstead, just outside Maidstone, I paid $16,000 for it.
Yeah. This is the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all relevant. Yeah.
Right, so, now, £250,000.
Exactly, yeah.
19% is going to hurt a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. but even so, salaries were much less then as well, of course, so it still hurt. But there was also a thing called MIRAS, which Tony Blair scrapped amongst the other million things that that idiot did. He scrapped a thing called MIRAS, which was mortgage interest relief at source. And, of course, back in those days, you really needed it because when interest rates fluctuated in the way that they did and continued to do, you really needed that help from tax.
But here's the interesting thing. Pay rises were 20. They were getting 22%.
Pay rises. Yeah.
It's just crazy, right? So that's what I was loving is watching actually the relevance of it all now and some of the values and beliefs that were being spoken then.
Yeah.
How relevant they still are today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very interesting. But, so go and have a look at it. But, even if you don't agree with Margaret Thatcher, even if you don't agree with the politics, you can look at the behaviour.
Well, a lot of that economic stuff wasn't just Thatcher because it was prior to that and after she went and while she was there. That was just the economic situation at the time when everything fluctuated on market values and it was Wild West time. It really was Wild West.
And obviously, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because of the relevancy of last week and the results that we heard and how that then sets us into this turmoil again or this vulnerability or whatever.
Well, we're going to talk to these guys. We've got a couple of estate agents here as well. We're going to talk to these guys in the second part of the show and this is all kind of relevant from the same time. You know, I paid $16,000 for my first house. 18 months later, I moved into a house that I paid $27,000 for. And a year after that, I moved into a house that I paid £84,000 for. Yeah, but the sale price of my house, it's doubled and trebled in order for you to do that. So my $16,000 house, I sold for $25,000. My $27,000 house, I sold for $40,000. Yeah.
Relevant.
You know, it just, the prices were just wild. But so was the interest rates and so was salary increases.
Exactly.
It's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
There was a period, during the early 80s. I worked in the city during the early 80s. And there was one period where we were getting 3 pay rises a year. Just to keep people up with what was going on. Crazy stuff.
But it's really interesting.
I was worth it, of course.
Of course. But what I took from it was actually just go work hard.
Yeah.
And actually that is more relevant now than it ever has been.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that culture's going away? Certainly feels like it to me.
Good question, Louis.
It's a good question. I'll tell you what, I do a lot of work in schools with Generation Z. Which are those young people entering the workforce now that were born after the year 2000. And I tell you what, they've got a completely different outlook to millennials. They're incredibly focused on what they're going to do. Hardly any of them are going to university. They all want to do apprenticeships. They all want to get into the world of work. And a lot of them are talking about starting their own businesses. So if there has, and I'm not saying there has, but if there has been a drop off in motivation at work, it's certainly coming back with a vengeance in Generation Z.
It's cyclical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's also dependent on the political situation at the time. We've had some right crap politics for the last 20-odd years, so everybody's got kind of settled down into this silliness that we've had not doing it very much.
But it's radical and extreme.
Yeah.
And that's where change happens. That's where transformation happens. That's where adaptation happens.
Yeah, it does.
And that's where I go back to me in racing.
Yeah.
I can't get better, faster, stronger without going into pain continuously.
Yeah. And
being
anything,
focused.
Anything.
Yeah.
We're at one of those seminal points in history again where everything's a mess and everything's dangerous and everything's a bit extreme. But as you just said, you have to have that in order to change.
You have to.
If you didn't have that, there's no incentive
to
change.
There has to be pain.
Yeah. And that's where we are right at the moment.
As far as from the millennials spectrum of, do you think that's down to support? And obviously, what information they can get a hold of, obviously starting their own business, do you think? Obviously they can get online. You can watch a YouTube video about anything nowadays and actually learn it. Well, before it was all
paper-based. Yeah. If you wanted to start a business, you would have to go and get training for it, or you would have to go and read books and stuff like that. So I think now, as far as like YouTube and stuff like that, where you can actually watch these videos, how-to videos is...
I am staggered by this. My eldest son has just bought a property in France, okay, an old manor house. There is nothing to it. Four walls and half a roof, right? And they've moved there permanently with a one-year-old my one-year-old grandson, okay? And Jamie is refurbishing the house from scratch from YouTube videos, right? To the point where he sent me pictures over the weekend. He's made his own bath.
Wow. Out of?
Concrete.
What? Okay.
Yeah, he found a YouTube video, how to make a bath. Yeah, it's costing £5.60 or something to make a bath, and he's made his own bath. I'm like, what the hell have you done that for? He went, well, there's a YouTube video on how to do it, so I thought I'd make one. Can't you go to B&Q and buy one? No. He's made his own bath. You're absolutely right, Gareth. Yeah. The amount of information that's available now is unbelievable, isn't it? And I'm a great one for Googling stuff. You know, people ask me questions. I've got someone coming to repair some paintwork on one of my cars, and they go, what's the paint? I'll Google it, I'll tell you. Yeah, so I look up the car and it tells you the paint number.
My 15-year-old twins are teaching me a thing or two.
Yeah.
In regards to, you know, everything is YouTube. Yeah. You know, just look it up. Mum, if you don't know, look it up.
There's a really interesting podcast with Joe Rogan's and Elon Musk.
You've probably
heard about it. And Elon Musk talking about how we're already sort of cybernetic in the way that our phones are making us that much smarter. And it really is down to information.
I want to ask you all a question here, because this drives me nuts, and I have rows on social media with politicians about this. See? The amount of people that go, oh, we ought to ban phones and tablets in schools. And I go, hold on a minute, that's like going back 50 years and going, let's ban books.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. These people are going to grow up using technology. Why would you ban it in a school?
There should be more information available to the harmful aspects of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, social media.
Well, funnily enough, Gareth and the team at ZC Social Media have a pack, I guess you'd call it, Gareth, for staying safe for school.
Safety Online, yeah.
Yeah, Safety Online pack, which they put out as social media consultants, which is available to schools.
But it's nonsense, though, really. Still, we know people who won't use the internet because they won't put their credit cards in.
Yeah.
There are still people doing that. We know that websites, you know, still 76% of businesses don't have websites. So there's all these things. But at the end of the day, people, schools, politics, education has reached that level of incompetence. It's the Peter Principle.
Yeah.
So they've reached a level now. We don't know what to do. So actually, instead of us going forward, we're going to ban it because we don't understand it. We don't know how to integrate it into this failing system.
Yeah.
Fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think as well, it's about setting expectations. If you're sitting in class and you're on your phone and you're researching, you're doing stuff about school, it's school work.
Yeah.
And you're not sitting there texting somebody that's over the other side of the classroom, stuff like that. I think it's all about, you know, just setting them expectations at the start of it. But I think it's a real good tool to help people.
Engage them, inspire them to use what we've got rather than ban it and create that anyway. They're going to do it anyway.
And I agree, you know. I mean, you don't cyberbullying, you know, doing stuff that you're not supposed to be doing at school on a phone or any other device or any other way of doing it. But it was the same when I was at school before all this stuff had been invented. You know, you'd be sitting there reading a book and you'd have a copy of Playboy in the book, wouldn't you? or whatever. Yeah. So it's never changed. It's just the technology that's changed. And banning things is the last refuge of people that don't understand how to manage something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad we agree on that. Get it right, politicians.
See, politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still think we should go, though. I still think we should, like, run for... Why are you looking at me like that?
Run for what?
You know, run for...
You want to...
I think we should run. I think we should stop talking, stop moaning about it, and we should go do.
The BB party.
Well, become Prime Minister.
Yes, the BB party.
The Business Bunker party. Do you know, I did stand once.
I know you said, but I think it's true. I think
I stood as
we can't keep moaning
that was a laugh.
And complaining about a broken system and not be prepared ourselves to go into the arena.
No, absolutely. For me, having experienced it, having actually stood as an independent once, it was an eye-opener how bad our how undemocratic our democracy is. It is just not democratic at all. It's
of course
rubbish.
It's not.
It's completely skewed towards two big parties. Even to the point, as an independent, I was allowed a budget. I can't remember what it was, 500 quid. But my two opponents were allowed to spend 5,000 because they were part of a party, and you can have party funds and candidate funds. Because I was an independent, I didn't have a party, so I don't have the party funds. Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. You just go, really? How does that work?
Believe it, though.
You didn't stay there long, then. You didn't stay there long.
No, I came second. I lost. Yeah.
That's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not really. I didn't really want to be a politician. I'm no good at it anyway, but I was just doing it because I was annoyed, basically. Anyway, I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, and she says she's delivering some Express Yourself drama workshops today, so she can't listen live, so she'll catch up later. So I hope that goes really well, and I'm sure it will, Tracy. I know she sent me a tweet as well about who she was doing it with. Do you know who she... Is it Freya? She normally does it with...
Sometimes she does some workshops with Sue Plumtree, but that's all about love, isn't it? I don't think that's the same as this one.
Anyway, she's doing an Express Yourself drama workshop in Maidstone today. So good luck with that. Yeah, cool. I tell you what.
Go on.
Should we play some tunage?
What have you got?
Well, I know this is a bit cheesy, and the link here is really, really tenuous, right? It's really, really tenuous. Do you know what it is yet?
Well, it's you too, isn't it?
No, almost. Simple Minds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, OK.
It's live and kicking. Do you get it? Live. Is that still live?
Sorry, Gareth.
Sorry. I mean, I told you it was tenuous, didn't I?
And we're crashing the vocals as well, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd talk over it. You lift me on, don't you? When it all right.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses, free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent. With prices from just 99.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, otherwise known as Bird on a Bike.
Thanks.
That's all right, Bird.
You're right.
I called you Sarah last week for the first time ever as well, didn't I? I don't know what came over me. I'd never called you Sarah before.
It's so funny. You have never called me, actually.
No, I haven't.
No, and it sort of sets the scene when you introduce me to people, I go, Bird. And they go, oh, okay.
Yeah. They always look at me and go, really? Like, you can't do that?
Can I say that? I'm like, yes, get on with it.
Cool. Right. We got some great guests to talk to in a moment. We've got still got loads of tweets and stuff coming in. I want to read a couple of the tweets out and maybe some emails. I'll tell you what, while I'm getting myself organised, you want to read an email?
Can I just do a bit of a... I'm going to rant a little bit.
Oh, go on then.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah,
so
go
I'm,
for it.
I'm in, and I've been doing this for a long time, ranting about this one thing. So a friend of mine called Jean-Pierre de Villiers was doing a charity bike ride from John O'Groats to Land's End.
Yeah.
He did. He was on day eight. He's in the North Devon in Ilfracombe.
Yeah.
And he took a different route. He was with a friend and he got hit head on. He got hit head on. He's alive. I'm not going to say anything. I don't know if he's fine. He got hit head on by a 69-year-old disqualified driver.
Wow.
In a car that he took that he shouldn't have taken. Anyway, he ended up between a barrier and a tree. His bike is smashed like I've never seen a bike smashed before. He's got two broken legs, a broken arm, internal injuries, and he's still in ICU or ITU at the minute. So we are now, what day is it? It happened Friday. Please go and check his Facebook out, Jean-Pierre de Villiers. He, maybe we can put something up on Business Bunker. He's still, we're trying to get as much money as we can. He was doing it to help a friend do the ride. And unfortunately, he got hit, collision. And it's always on the smaller roads.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, and I see this all the time. So I'm out on my bike all the time. People forget that you are a human on a bike with no protection at all. And you as a car can try and be all cocky all you like and try and think, get over and try and swerve in and get off and beep your horn. But I am a human who is a mother, who is a daughter, who is a loved one to somebody. And I'm human. You are not in a car. So does it really matter if you're 10 seconds behind me? You know, really, come on. I think we need to be sensible about this now. And in Kent, by the way, Kent is the worst place in the UK for drivers to be disrespectful to another human being on a bike.
Yeah. And bicycling in Kent isn't the best thing either, is it? Because the amount of potholes on the road.
It's horrific.
You're going to go over the handlebars.
So you can't be close to the curb. By the way, you shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah.
You've got to be out a little bit. So then you've got drivers who are angry, who are... for whatever reason, time short, and they just really push you off the road. And the amount of times we are, I'm blessed to even still be here.
I know. Oh, tell me about it.
So I don't know what to do about it anymore. Because I it's interesting. I'll say this and then somebody will go, and this will be the thing, well, you should see how you lot ride on the. Mm. And I go, you're absolutely right. There are some reckless cyclists.
It's like anything,
but they're still only a cyclist on a bike with no protection, zero protection.
It's like motorbikes. I used to be a biker when I was younger, and riding a motorbike, you take your life in your hands. But there's also a lot of motorcyclists that are just idiots.
There are. Yeah,
that drive far too fast. They couldn't stop if anything happened.
For sure.
And the closing speed of a bike at 120 miles an hour.
For sure.
It's just, you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a question, do you know what? I don't want to get into a political rant about this. But do you know what a lot of the problem is we've stopped policing our roads and started using cameras for everything. Yeah. So we're great at finding people for doing stuff, you know, like 32 in a 30 and all that.
Yeah.
But we don't stop bad driving because there is no police or very little police enforcement these days.
So
you still do see it on the motorways. I mean, on Twitter, there's a Kent Road Traffic Twitter handle, and they post lots of stuff about the idiots they've stopped on the motorway doing stuff. But it's primarily motorway traffic. Mm. All the country roads don't get policed.
And I understand. I do understand that it's some people don't know how to drive around a cyclist. They just don't know. Mm. You know, and people go, oh, well, you're in a group and there's two abreast. Actually, it's safer for you as the car and for me as the cyclist because you've got to go around me anyway. And if I'm in a group of six, rather than being singly stretched out, we can all be in a 3-2 because you've got to leave that space anyway, by the way. It's law. Mm-hmm. And not just stay across the white. Mm-hmm. People won't go across that middle white line. So they'd rather come that close to you, which is about 2 inches because we're on radio, than it would be you go across that white line. Mm. Wait, you know, so there's a lot of, there would be, this is an emotional subject, but it's just because my friend, and he was one of my guests, peak performance coach, amazing.
Yeah. I don't understand why you'd have a negative attitude towards someone that's trying to, you know, save the planet, you know, save themselves, be healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive, I do see cyclists on the road, you just overtake them. As safely as you can, knowing that they are a human being.
How long is it going to take? 10 seconds extra, maybe? 20 seconds?
Sadly, I think everyone's just in a rush.
We're angry.
We're angry drivers.
Oh, you see it all the time. I'm very quickly, there's roadworks outside my house and it's been there for months. They're laying a new storm drain and mains water pipe. And there's temporary traffic lights. Only there's two big signs, because I go out there and punch people, that pull across my drive because I can't get in and out. And if any of us are coming home, we're coming the other way, and then we can't get in the drive, so the whole thing comes to a grinding halt because nobody can go anywhere. So the people doing the road put two massive signs up there saying, don't do this, and left the gap. I went to pull out last week to come over here, actually, to the studio, and the lights were red, so there was a queue of traffic, and dutifully, the person had left the gap. Somebody overtook 9 cars... with the lights against them in red to try and pull into that gap that they'd seen from back up there.
Mm.
And you go, well, you know, but I was actually there, but pointing this way because it was up my drive. And when they got there, they suddenly realised there wasn't actually a gap there. But, of course, now they're on the wrong side of the road against the lights. Mm. And everybody's shouting at this bloke, and he's trying to fight everybody back, trying to blame everybody else. You know, just go,
I witnessed that yesterday coming home,
and
they overtook a cyclist, a bus, myself, and they were completely on the wrong side of the road, and the car coming towards them had to stop on the main Canterbury Road.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy.
It's scary.
Just slow down.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So really what I would like to see if how we can do some adaptation and transformation for this, because this is you know, I mean, JP, I don't know. They keep saying he's got life-changing injuries. I don't know we're going to be with this, but I know that he'll come back with gusto. But it's just that I'm reaching out to people. I know Sunil, we've talked about this on Twitter, and, you know, and I've just said, look, please just remember, I don't care what you do, just remember these are humans on bikes. And he's gone, well, that's a really lovely, you know, fluffy pink subject. It's not. That's exactly what it is. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I would like some support here. I don't know what we can do to just.
But I think it's bigger than just bikes. It does affect bicycles, but it's big. It's driving sensibly. Yeah. There's, you know, it's hard. I had a massive car crash, as you know, just before Christmas, where luckily no one else was involved. It was just me. Mm. So it's easily done to have an accident, even when nobody else is involved.
Yeah.
So if you're going to drive recklessly, you know, you really are asking for trouble, but you're also endangering everybody else. So it's about driving sensibly.
Yeah.
It really is. You know,
Louis experienced that 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Just picked up my new company car. I think I put about 5 miles on it, and then I got hit from behind.
Really?
Yeah. About 50 miles an hour.
Was the car not good enough?
Apparently not. Look what they bought me.
Just get used to it.
Come on, man. He's driving down the road, stamping on the brake.
Yeah. Just about found the biting point.
Listen, I want to talk to our first guest because time's moving on. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show. You have been on the show before, haven't you, Gareth?
Probably.
Yeah, you have. Quite a long time ago, though. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Gareth Cairns back onto the Business Bunker Show. Gareth is from ZC Social Media, and I don't believe there's anyone in the southeast of England that haven't heard of ZC Social Media and the work that they do. A long-standing social media consultants and digital marketing specialists with loads and loads of interesting things. So, Gareth, just quickly for those that don't know, the two people that don't know, give us a quick overview of ZC Social Media, and then we're going to talk about the big event.
Cool. Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me to the show, Paul.
Pleasure.
And Sarah. Not Bird today.
Thanks.
Bird. It's Bird. It's Bird. Not Sarah.
He comes on my show and calls me Bird, but he's all professional.
I thought I was being professional. So, my name's Gareth Cairns. I'm the, we'll say, probably operations director of ZC Social Media now. We are a social media agency based in Kent, and we're a very boutique agency. We did grow a bit, and we scaled right back. If you ever went and had a service with somebody and you'd be sold to right at the top, and then you get service to you below, and then you lose that communication, well, that's where we were going. And we were like, you know what, let's scale this back. Let's take it right back and be that boutique agency. It was quite fascinating, but actually getting some big deals off the back end of that. A lot of these companies now are coming out of London now and actually want to deal with smaller businesses, which is quite fascinating, which is why. So, yeah, we're a social media agency. We do training, management, a bit of everything. Everything social.
And but one of the things I like, because back in the early days of social media and ZC were one of the very first organisations into social media management way back in the day, you know, shortly after a lot of the platforms launched. And then literally hundreds, if not thousands of people became social media consultants and offered social media services. But you guys offer digital marketing campaigns, don't you, rather than just, you know, doing your tweet for someone.
And I think we a lot of businesses out there, you know, they think whenever they go on their social media, it's whatever we put out in a newspaper advertisement or a PR thing is exactly what it goes out in social media. Far from the truth. You know, people want to know about you. They want to know about your business. They want to know, you know, what makes your business different from everybody else. And I think as an agency, this is what we do. We find out what the company's story is about, find out what their, you know, what their beliefs and their morals are, and what, you know, why, what's different for them in their sector. And actually telling people a story. Social media was brought out for people to connect, families to connect, people to share pictures of nights out, all that. It wasn't brought out for businesses.
Puppies.
It wasn't brought out.
Puppies.
So we have to take
pictures of cats. Puppies. And
cats and puppies. And if you can kittens. Get that into your market, you're sorted. But yeah, you know, going back, you know, it's really telling the story about you and the business and the people that's behind the business and not the robot that's just posting and automating stuff out.
Absolutely. Now then, this Friday.
Yes.
We've got the biggie. This is the third year?
This will be third year at ZC Live,
So we've got ZC Live. Gareth, just start us off. What ZC Live is an event that happens here in Kent. It's the third one, we said. It's a fantastic event. It gets lots of coverage. Just take us back to the beginning. What was the motivation to do it? What's it about?
So, as you know, personally, you know me and Zoe, we're always there for helping businesses. You know, when a business calls up, we don't start the clock and say, right, we're going to start charging you. We are, ZC Live was created to create awareness and get businesses online and to help them out. We don't make no profit with ZC Live. Whatever money comes in from sponsorships and stuff like that, it goes back into that. It goes into that year and then goes into the following year to make it better. Yeah. It's not for us. We're not running the event to make a profit. Mm. We just, for me and Zoe, you know what? It's just getting the reciprocation and just finding out people are just having a really good time and they've learned something. Mm. To a certain extent, you know, they may, if they're a small business and they come to ZC Live, they'll come and learn loads of stuff, which is good for the brand, because then later on, whenever they're established and say, you know what, I want a bit more about social media, then they might become a client for us later on. Mm. But very much it's for us, it's about just trying to get people aware and show them what's possible with social media for their business. Mm.
So it's a totally free to event, attend yes. event. It's happening this Friday for the 2019 event, and it's happening at
Stroud Academy.
It's at the Stroud Academy again. It was there last year, and very good it was too. Now, if I remember rightly, you had about 400 or so people there last year?
Yeah, so we final count was 421. The thing is, because it's a free event, you know, we get quite a lot of registrations. So it was a good number, a good turnout for us. Now at the moment, we got 583, just looking on my phone.
84. I registered earlier.
Which has been our biggest number booked on. But, you know, the facilities at Stroud Academy is second to none.
Yeah.
And I think is what we're trying to utilise now. We're trying to utilise more of the schools and colleges and universities.
Yeah, sure.
Because we can get the students involved as well. So we can get them up and get them work experience of using how to run events and maybe how to use all different.
And, of course, it's half term, so they're off at the moment. So it's a good use of the buildings. So what's happening at this year's ZC Live? What are we got?
So we got probably our keynote speaker is going to be Dave Pepper from Twitter. So he's going to come around. I think he's going to show us something quite interesting. I think it's going to be the first that we're going to hear about, I'm hoping, in the UK for Twitter. So he's going to be sharing something good with us. We got loads of speakers right through from digital, obviously, like websites and stuff as well, social media. But as far as going to HR, we got Gemma Fairclough's going to be speaking about HR with social media policies and stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to be for businesses, for startup businesses, existing businesses, but also businesses that just want to come and just maybe network and actually find out a bit more about how social media can help.
Yeah, because it's interesting, isn't it? It's coming back to a little bit to some of the discussion we were having earlier in the show about technology and about political interference and stuff like that. Of course, with things like GDPR and the previous email legislation, which everybody confuses with GDPR, and also if things keep going the way they are, Article 11 and Article 13, which are all absolutely stupid, it scared people. There's a lot of people now that are really scared by digital technology because they're not really sure what the rules are any longer and what you can and can't do. And, of course, there's a lot of myths as well. A lot of people talk about GDPR and get it confused when they don't realise that GDPR has nothing to do with emails, but everybody thinks it's about emailing.
It's a bit of everything, isn't it, really?
But it's about how you manage data. The email legislation came in like 10 years ago, in 2004 or whatever it came in. So so things like ZC Live are absolutely brilliant for bringing people up to speed with what is really happening.
Yeah. Everybody's there for the one reason. If it's not social media, it's digital as a whole.
Yeah.
And I think, as you know, going back to GDPR, the 23rd of May, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was like 24th of May, that was it.
Yeah.
We heard in the hunt for a full year, and then we heard about it on the anniversary, 23rd of May. Mm-hmm. But I think it is, you know, it's a key thing. It's about educating people and what they can and can't do. And as they say, as you said, it's not always about email. It could be as down to the USB drive in your computer, deactivating your USB drives and not giving out USB sticks whenever you go to an event. That's because obviously that could have a virus and then you plug it into your computer. And
I know somebody posted on Twitter the other day, is there anybody still using USB sticks? I'm like, I couldn't live without them.
Loads of cloud storage services now, isn't it?
So you've got a great lineup of speakers. Mm-hmm. You're kicking off early because you've got a breakfast going on as well.
I got NatWest sponsoring this year, so they're going to be sponsoring the breakfast.
Sorry, who's that?
NatWest.
NatWest. Yeah. Never heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do?
Bankers.
Yeah,
so they're going to be there and they're sponsoring the breakfast. That's going to be a small introductory to ZC Live and people can come and eat for free. Which is
Well, last year was brilliant though, wasn't it? It was a brilliant breakfast.
It was amazing.
Yeah. It was so healthy. It was unbelievable. I was watching all these people eat their healthy breakfast.
We had Ross Cohen, didn't you? Doing a chat about health and everything.
So
he's going to make you talk healthy.
He was so good, Ross, talking about healthy eating. I was restricted to 3 bacon rolls.
Ooh, and a packet of biscuits.
You saw me then?
Yes.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong.
It was free.
don't listen, anybody. Good Lord.
So you got the breakfast. What time's that kicking off?
I think that's 8:00.
8 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, cool.
Glad you're here.
When am I starting?
It's always the way.
What time will you get there?
Right, so I'm going to be there. I'm going to get there Thursday at 1 o'clock,
and I'll never leave.
Probably won't leave.
No, seriously. How are you setting up now? Because obviously it's Tuesday.
Yep.
How are you setting up for the rest of the week? How do you manage the business and have this massive event?
Systems and processes. Get them tailored down, get them knocked down, set the expectations of what needs to be done, and that's every. To a certain degree, we can very much work anywhere, and the team, there will always be one person in the team that will always be on standby through ZC social media, so everybody else gets to move and actually enjoy the event and do the event. Which is, But yeah, Thursday, we're going to get there probably Thursday, 1 o'clock, start helping out, getting the exhibitors set up, and then get back and then start early Friday. I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to it's over. It's been a tough 3 or 4 months getting everything ready. It's only a one-day event, but the thing is, you've only got one day to get it right.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure.
Are you judged harshly by this day? Do you think it reflects on your business?
We're very much, as you probably know, our brand is our baby, and we always look after our brand. We find that or the ZC, the purples and the whites, is very much, when people see, and this is why we always talk about brand consistency and brand awareness. If you can set a business and do campaigns based around your brand, you don't have to do anything else, because obviously when people go through, they're very visual in what they see in the news feed now, and they watch videos and pictures and stuff like that. To a certain degree, people have got very lazy in what text they want to read and stuff like that, so they scroll. They see your brand and then they'll stop and they're like, they recognise the colours and stuff like that. Then they'll stop and then they'll read and then they'll watch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So as far as a brand, this day has an impact for us. We don't want to be better than anybody. We just want to be the sort of the thought leaders within, this is the way it should be. This is the way we're going to do it.
And you very much are, aren't you? Certainly in Kent and probably wider in the southeast. Mm. Because of these kind of things that you've done, everybody realises the integrity of the company. Yeah. As you say, they're not-for-profit events and you do them and they're blooming hard work.
Yeah.
They are really hard work. I know my partner Amanda, she stages events, and I know just how much work goes in to getting a one-day event off the ground. It's months and months of work to make one day work. And just one thing can make the whole thing go wrong, If it snows on the day. One of the problems with free events, and you kind of alluded to it, but you were very politically restrained about it. One of the problems is people book on free events. Whether they turn up or not just depends on what they feel like when they get up. If you've booked on a free event, so you've got no commitment to going to it, and you open the curtains and it's snowing, you go, I'm not going there. And that can really take you out.
It can be hard, but I think it's what are you going to be delivering then that day to get them actually there? Mm. And I think, whenever they say about booking a free event, they always say, you got to cut off 20% because that's you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
And I think, we're doing all right with that sort of percentages. And
it's a great conversation to have, isn't it? Because people could think, well, if you're giving it for free and it's about brand awareness and you don't make any money from it, but you're investing all this time, why?
Do you know what? I always believe whatever you give, you receive. That in general, in life, if you're giving, you always receive it back. And that's the same as in business as well. And we're quite passionate about that. We just don't, as soon as we get, as I say, we don't get a phone call and we help somebody. And this is the thing, right? If somebody rings us up and they say, Garth, our Facebook page is down. Can't get it back. Don't know what to do. I'm like, right, so in a business hat? Right, I'm going to be spending an hour, 2 hours on this, so I'm going to have to charge you my hourly rate to get this sorted for you. We don't do that. What we do is we tend to sort them out, and then what you're doing is you're fixing that pain. They've lost their page. They could be their main income generator, if they're a mobile hair person or something like that. They do really well on Facebook. But as soon as you fix that pain, they will always remember you for that. They will always think, social media, or anybody talks about social media, Gareth helped me out, ZC social media.
Yeah. Mm.
You got a salesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're really looking forward to this. You've got a fantastic lineup of speakers and quite a diverse set of speakers as well. You say you've got Twitter, you've got Chat from Content Cow.
Yeah, you've got Andy there. Yeah. We've got Big Jam Studios are going to be there. So, yeah, we thought about this lineup, and we wanted to make it very varied. Mm. So we incorporated video into it as well, obviously video social media marketing, and then obviously Content Cal, which is Andy's going to be talking about content creation and stuff like that.
That's an interesting area, those automated tools for posting on social media, because organisations like Twitter and to an extent Facebook and the others keep changing their APIs because it's like an arms race, isn't it?
Companies fall because of an API.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I use a social media posting tool called Social Jukebox.
Yeah.
And I signed up for a year, and 3 weeks after I signed up, they changed the API so it doesn't work anymore. Oh, yeah. Great. You now can't put ads in a tweet. Yeah, so you can't mention direct anybody. It at anyone, yeah. And you can't put links in, which is ridiculous. Mm. And it's not the company's fault. Twitter changed deliberately because they didn't like you doing it, and so it is an arms race. So it's interesting to talk to someone in that business, and the kind of things that I want to talk to Andy about is how he manages his business and manages to keep changing his products to still be relevant after the platforms keep changing their algorithms and their API interface.
It would be quite interesting because I've actually, anything that we get come through where we see changes in Twitter and we know the API, we always shoot it over to Andy. Have you seen this? And it would sort of help him out. And he's like, I've been on this like 2 months. I'm like, so obviously there must be something there that whenever you're a tool or, an agency, is they must have something that they must do. Yeah. GDPR. Yeah. You know, this is what you got to do by May 23rd.
Some guidelines or regulations or something there.
So really interesting, really looking forward to it. It's always a brilliant event, loads of interesting people there, loads of good people to talk to and listen to and stuff like that. And as you say, when you tell people you're holding it in a school, they kind of look at you, but it's actually a really great location, isn't it?
Hey, do you know what? Main thing is parking, accessibility. And just a nice environment. And you know what? Schools are schools and universities, they're shouting out for businesses now to come on and the midterm breaks and use the facilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't moaned about parking for ages, but you're so true. It's the biggest thing.
The thing is, you got to say, and this is the way I'm quite passionate about whenever we bring in clients as well. You bring a client in for a pitch, that whole lead up until they sit down in that seat, do you get talking to them, affects their decision, I believe. So you've got to make sure that everything is right. The one parking can be a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
How aggy you get with not getting parking. And
it's the worst. It would turn somebody around.
I once staged a business-to-business event in Brentwood, in Essex. Sorry, not in Brentwood, in Stansted, in Essex, next door to the airport, a big hotel there. And we opened the doors in the morning, and literally no one, not a single person, came through the door.
That was our first event. That's what happened.
I was there. It wasn't.
Our first ZC Social Media Academy, there was one person that turned
up.
Yeah,
Academy.
And you know what? We ran the Academy. Consistency.
But this event was one of, we run dozens of them, and not a soul, nothing, not a single person. I'm walking outside, I'm walking back in, I'm walking outside. Eventually I walk out to the front of the car park and a barrier is closed and there's a sign on the front that says, you can't park in this hotel.
Wow.
So, and I'm stood there and I'm watching all these cars turning up to come to our event, look at the barrier and drive away.
Yeah.
I can say to the manager of the hotel, what's all that about? He went, yeah, well, we thought people were sneaking in to park for the airport, so we closed the barrier. I went, we've got a business event on today. Oh, yeah. Mm. I forgot. Mm. We never went back.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Makes a big thing.
Parking can be a real pain.
Well, because you don't know who the personal side of them coming up, and that just might be that tipping point of, do you know what? It doesn't matter how great you are. Actually, it's not even a reflection on you. No. This is, I can't go there anymore. So
You might not see the best in them. If they're in a rush, they turn up, they can't park. They have to park over the road. They run across flustered.
Yeah.
It's not going to go well.
Even for meetings, turn up meetings, I need to be there about half an hour before it even starts.
Yeah.
Just to sort of get, and this goes back to traffic. Kent roads are a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're an absolute nightmare. It doesn't matter if you're on a bike, moped, horse and carriage, and a car, truck. It's just got crazy. But everybody's in a rush, and this is the thing. Just everybody needs to get to ADB.
Well, we've said this, haven't we? We're not using technology, really, in the advancement that it is. We should be doing more Skypes, more Zoom calls. You know, we don't need to be travelling, do we?
No.
We shouldn't be putting £100 billion into HS2. We should be putting £100 billion into high-speed broadband and 5G. I'm just
and
saying.
And breathe.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
Absolutely.
And this is something we're going to incorporate in the next month or two. I've actually bought a big 7-inch screen, and it's going to be for Skype and calls.
So important.
Have you ever went down to London and where's the fast train going to?
St Pancras.
Yeah. Walk along the thing. If you look out to the left in the offices, have you seen the big screens? They got the big screens where they're doing video conferencing calls.
We're an international, global business, but we're not really.
But does that take away the personal aspect of that face-to-face?
I don't know, but business has to adapt and grow to the technology that we have there, doesn't it?
If it allows for more business, because you're not having to meet face-to-face.
Yeah, time management.
There is a trade-off, you're right. But.
Cool. Hey, listen, we could talk about this forever.
Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure, Gareth. It's always great to see you and Zoe and the rest of the team from ZC Social Media. I missed the camper van this year. Sort of camper van last year.
We just went for cupcakes.
Cupcakes this year. Slightly different.
Down a good street.
Listen, if people want to book a ticket for this Friday, how can they do that?
So you can go on to www.zclive.co.uk or just type in ZC Social Media into Google, Facebook, and the event will be live somewhere there.
Yep, fantastic. There is a link on the Kempis Radio website to both the ZC Social Media website and to the booking page for this week. They're both on the homepage of the Kempis Radio website, so do check them out. Really looking forward to it, Gareth. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We'll all be at ZC Live on Friday, apart from Bird.
I'm so sorry because I love coming and it is the best. Even if you just want to go, it's great networking, isn't it? It's great to catch up with everybody in the county and it's just a great event to be in.
You could direct all the bikes to ZC Live.
Yeah.
From Cambridge.
All to some of the road signs.
Could you imagine that? So yeah. Anyway,
got it.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm being bombed.
Don't make you go boss-eyed.
Yeah, I know. I'm being buzzed by a fruit fly. Gareth, thank you so much for that. We wish you much success, and of course it will be a success because it always is. ZC Live on Friday, and we'll be there.
Cool. Fantastic.
Thank you. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom now, and then when we come back, we've got two more fantastic guests to talk to.
On the hour.